than this morning, but yet His Spirit is here so thick you could cut it with a knife. That's powerful. Just evidence that the Lord is alive. Spirit of God is well. And He's still in control. And praise God for that. Give God glory and honor for that. Amen. While you're standing, let's look at 1 Corinthians 6, verses 9 through 11. 1 Corinthians 6, verses 9 through 11. Praise God. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, fornicators, idolaters, adulterers, effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, thieves, covetous, drunkards, revelers, extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Such were some of you. However, you've been washed. You're sanctified. You're justified. How? How are we justified? How are we washed? How are we sanctified? In the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Amen. That's all I want to talk about tonight. I want to talk about His name. Amen. And what we're going to do in America. And that is, we're going to reclaim the name. You know, the spirit of revival is apparent upon Landmark. We know that. But what is not in today's headlines is that the spirit of apostolic revival is all over our nation and around our world right now. Amen. And so that's thrilling, and that is so exciting. Praise God. I'm praying that they would eventually have revival as well as we are. And so I'm believing God for that to take place. I'm a little bit prejudiced about Landmark, and you know that. This is the greatest church in America and around the world. However, I'm telling you, the Spirit of God is sweeping across our nation right now. And it's happening in main places, you know, like the UN building, and then in Israel and Jerusalem, where the Holy Ghost, they're baptizing again in Jordan. And that to me is just absolutely awesome. Amen. And it's Sunday night at Landmark, and look, Super Bowl night. Yeah. I didn't even know that until this afternoon. And it was full this morning. And so the Holy Ghost is just proving Himself. Greater is He that is in us than all that stuff that's in the world. Amen. Praise God. Let's talk about reclaiming the name. Reclaim the name. Believe it again. Trust in the name again. Depend on the name of Jesus again. Talk about the name again. A revival of the name. You choose. Praise God. Lord, help us tonight as we preach the Word of God. Let us walk in the Holy Ghost for the next little while in the mighty name of the Lord. God, richly bless you. You may be seated. To those of you that are coughing your heads off, thank you for coming to church. Just in time. Amen. It's as if the flu bug is so bad that many of you have said, I am so sick of staying home, I'm going to church. And so we're glad you're here. Praise the Lord. We give you high five. Amen. And we want to thank you for that. Praise God. Reclaim the name. The scripture is not given to condemnation. It's a warning and a revelation. Amen. How are we justified? How are we made greater from a sinner's standpoint? It's by the name of Jesus, and the Word of God said, by the Spirit of God. Amen. Baptized and filled. Baptized and filled. The world is full of suffering, and so the church at this time has got to be full of overcoming, so that we can present an overcoming atmosphere to a church or to a world that is full of suffering. That can only happen through the name. Somebody shout the name of Jesus. And then Colossians 3:17 says, whatsoever you do in word or deed, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Amen. Praise God. In other words, through the name, you get the Spirit. You want a good dose of the Holy Ghost? Get the name. When you pray, use the name. When you worship, use the name. Amen. When you're in trouble, use the name. Amen. Any circumstance, you can call on the name of Jesus. The Bible says you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Amen. I'm here to verify to you that this is that. Remember Joel said this is that? This is that. What we experience in any given service is that. Amen. I'm not going to get rowdy with you tonight because I know many of you are not feeling well, and we had a good time this morning. But let me declare the Word of God to you this evening and tell you that this is that. Amen. It's not was that, not might be that, not going to be that. This was that, is that, and will always be that. When you come and you feel that, just tell yourself, this is that. You got that? Praise God. If you don't got that, use the name and you'll get that. Praise God. We need the love and passion that spawns His perfect will. We need that kind of love that spawns His will in our lives. His grace. How about His initiatives? And how about His holiness? We're getting ready to talk about holiness one of these Tuesday nights coming up really soon. I'm afraid to announce it because some of you might have something else that had to happen that night. Praise God. We don't need our soldiers missing Tuesday night. We don't need our ambassadors for Christ missing on Tuesday night. Amen. I know that jobs and careers and things like that, that's totally understandable. We totally understand. The Word of God says sometimes you got to pull the ox out of the ditch. That means you got to work on Sunday. But if you have the choice to make, make the choice to be at church. Praise God. Amen. And so if we want to continue to be a soldier, we've got to impound the Word of God in our lives, in our hearts, in our souls. But holiness is real. Holiness is right. Holiness is true. And His righteousness, and we've got to declare His power and His dominion. That can only come through the name. Amen. Acts chapter 4, verse 16 and 17. The religion of the day said, what shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle hath been done by them is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. We're talking, the church is saying this. They said, well, here it is. But that is, it spread no further among the people. Let us straitly threaten them that they speak henceforth to no man in this name. They were afraid that if they continue to have miracles and signs and wonders in the name of Jesus, that the church is going to change. That the church is never going to be the same again if they begin to preach that name. Well, if you didn't have the signs, the miracles, and the wonders, and you didn't have the name before, I would think that the church would want to change. But instead, that church went on to perform an act that was derelict in the fact that they crucified our Savior. Do we understand that it was not the world that crucified Him, but it was the religion of the day? Do we understand that we still wrestle against these same principalities? And that the world still does not, the religion of the world still does not want to declare His name? Because if they ever declare His name in baptism, if they ever declare His name in salvation, then they have set themselves apart from this world. And that is something this religion refuses to do. But let me tell you what Landmark is going to do. We're going to come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. We are not going to touch the unclean thing. We will not be associated or a part of it. We're not better than anybody else. In fact, some of us might be worse. But that does not stop us from the love of Christ that's been shed abroad in all of our hearts. Amen. Amen. And so they need to see this. Praise God. We will eat our own bread, they said in Isaiah. Amen. Listen, their theory, stop the name and stop the game. This ain't no game, but it is the name. And we will have revival. Amen. It's already been declared. Take a glance at the back of the book. Amen. We're going up, and there's going to be as many as the single sand on the seashore. There's going to be thousands of us. There's going to be millions of us. Amen. Just in our constituency alone, we're well over 1 million apostolics in the United Pentecostal Church. Amen. We're that close to joining hands around the world in almost every nation. Amen. This word is being declared. That ought to bring some joy to somebody. And so the religion of the day was saying, what shall we do to these men? For that indeed a great miracle has been done by them, and it's manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem. And everybody's seeing it. We can't even deny it. We can't even deny it. In verse 17, but that it spread no further among the people. Here's how we're going to stop it. Let's straightly threaten them that they speak henceforth no man in this name. Let's just challenge them and tell them, we're going to take your life. We'll imprison you. We'll kill you if you continue to preach this name. That will take care of everything. But what they didn't realize is that we're kamikazes for the glory of God. We understand this, and that is if we live as Christ, to die as gain. Either way, we win. So don't make me push the button. Amen. And don't make me go headlong right into the world and continue to preach this gospel and to preach baptism in Jesus' name and to preach holiness and righteousness before God and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And dominion, authority in the name of Jesus. Amen. Don't threaten me, because I'll preach it louder. I'll preach it prouder. I'll preach it stronger. Amen. I don't care what you think about it. I don't care what you say about it. I didn't come to be the most popular preacher in Davidson County. Amen. Hallelujah. I didn't come here to get fat and sit down and compromise the gospel, but I've come to declare the name, for there is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved, and that is the name of Jesus. Amen. Hey, don't put the little yellow sign in front of your yard, give me Jesus, if you don't want us to stop and give you Jesus, because that's exactly what we're going to do. Amen. We're going to take you out and baptize you in Jesus' name, and we're going to pray the prayer of faith, and you're going to receive the Holy Ghost. Hey, you're saying you want Jesus? We're here to give him to you. Amen. Those same people are here to turn the world upside down. We're here to have revival. We're here to let the anointing break the yoke and the bondage of sickness and disease. Amen. Their theory is stop that name, and we'll stop all of this. The name of Jesus. This church will be the church that makes a difference in this world. I'm saying a better city for Christ. A better state for the gate. Governments, politicians, and even religions will not crash, crunch, or stop this end-time Jesus' name apostolic revival that's brewing on this hill as I speak right now. Praise God. You better be there to stir the pot, praise God, because we don't want it to stick to the bottom, but this thing's getting ready to bubble up. If you want to walk fast, walk alone. If you want to walk far, walk with us. Praise God, because we don't want to leave anybody behind. Amen. Praise God. Isaiah 4 and 1. Listen to this. And in that day, seven women shall take hold of one man, saying, we're going to eat your bread. We'll wear your own apparel. Only let us be called by thy name to take away our reproach. Praise God. That's the society we live in now. They want to do what they want to do. They want to be what they want to be. Act like they want to act. They just want the name with it. But I'm just telling you, there's no compromise. There's no compromise. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I'm not preaching condemnation. I'm preaching a revelation. And we need to get it. And there's many apostolics that need to get it again. Because this anointing I'm talking about will break every yoke and tear down every stronghold. You won't have to be entertained. Amen. You won't have to have cheerleaders up here with pom-poms. Praise God. All we're going to have to do is mention the name, and you'll feel it flush all over you, because that name means everything. You see them go from behavior and apparel like kings and queens to behavior close to like animals, and all of this. Why can't they see it? Because the drain pulls hard when you're that low. Amen. But we're here to live. We're here to, hey, for of such were some of you. Amen. Don't you be one of them that has been forgiven the most and judged the hardest. If you've been forgiven the most, you need to love the most. You need to have the most mercy. Whoa. You need to have the most prayer. You need to have the most concern of others. Amen. People need to go around bragging on how much you care, how much passion you have, how much love, how much mercy, and how much grace you have. They need to be bragging on you. If you're the one, that one of the ones in this church that's been forgiven the most, people need to be going around and saying, I can't believe God's got so much mercy. It just oozes from that individual. Instead of harsh judgment and almost hate and bulging with confusion. Hello, hello, let's walk away from that. Amen, and let's... Come on now. Let's take on the name. Let's take on the name. Let's believe the Lord. Let's trust God for revival. Let's believe God's going to make it work out. God's going to bring it together. How many of you can believe in the name right now? Well, then why don't you just lift your hands and shout the name of Jesus on every circumstance you're in, on every circumstance you're going through? I'm telling you, tonight can be your breakthrough, because I am giving you the antidote to every problematic situation in the world. It's in the name of Jesus. It's always been in the name of Jesus. It'll always be in the name of Jesus. My. I want the world to see it. I want our religions to see it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm sorry, but if you want the name, Christian conduct needs to come with it. Amen. Set apart for what? His purpose. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I've said it before, and I heard others have said it, and that is that what's going on right now should be front page news. Amen. If they would start advertising, I'm telling you, the news media, they're worried right now. Because we got another society, and they could care less what news media is saying. And they're bulldozing through and going on with their lives and going on what needs to be done and not being influenced by news media. They're losing their popularity. Hollywood right now is losing its popularity. And they are nervous as all. And that's why they're having marches and cussing everybody out in public and all of that. They're so confused and on a rampage. They don't know what to do with themselves. They don't have anything that comes from their heart. Amen. It comes from a piece of paper. And when they're finished reading it, that's all they've got to say, because somebody wrote it for them. But I'm telling you right now, we're in revival, ladies and gentlemen. And this thing is coming from our hearts. It's coming from a passion. It's coming from our spirits. Amen. And that if they would begin... to film and interview. Amen. If they were up in here tonight, I'm telling you, their rates would go up, because what's going on tonight is going on across our nation and around our world as we speak right now. People by the thousands are receiving the Holy Ghost. People by the thousands every day are being baptized in Jesus' name. They know this, but they won't report this. But when they start reporting this, then they will be recognized again. I'm telling you, God is doing a God thing right now. And every one of us are being played in His hand. Hallelujah. Washington is in His hand. Israel is in His hand. Landmark is in His hand. He's manipulating every bit of it according to His will. And His will is revival. His will is a move of God. His will is the stirring of His Spirit. The name is the last thing this world wants to herald. But they're going to catch on, and they're going to begin to talk about it. Praise God. If it's going to be, it's up to me to reclaim the name. Acts 4 and 10, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by Him doth this man stand here before you whole. You can't deny it. Amen. Praise God. I believe they shouted it. And so and the Bible says, shout thou inhabitants of Zion, that's us, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. Proclaim the name. I guess my point is simply this. Keep going in Jesus' name. Keep praying in Jesus' name. Amen. Keep running in Jesus' name. Keep shouting in Jesus, witnessing, baptizing, working, loving, caring. Keep sharing holiness, righteousness in Jesus' name. Where is our salvation? Acts 4 and 10. Neither is our salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Don't lose your grip on the revelation of that one true God whose name is Jesus. Let's raise our hands and praise Him. What a revelation. What a truth. What a truth. What a revelation. Oh, what a fact. What an understanding. What knowledge. Praise God. And then the Bible said, for He shall save His people from their sins. Amen. Let me be very clear. We are not Jesus only. I don't even like that. And I know some preachers don't come to grips with that. And they painted on barns and houses and all that kind of stuff, Jesus only church, and it just offends the world. And I'm not here to worry about the world, but if we're going to get this thing, let's get it right. Jesus only says we don't believe in God. We believe in Jesus only, we don't believe in God. We do believe in God. However, that God, which was not a man, made Himself a body and flesh and was manifest in Jesus Christ. God was never a man until Jesus Christ came. You want to see God? Look at Jesus. So we're not Jesus only. We're Jesus everything. He's God. He's the Holy Ghost. All these three are one. I know. Praise God. Amen. I'm campaigning for the name, I guess you could tell. Praise God. Join me and let's be the people of the name. If they're saying, give me Jesus, let's give them the name of Jesus. Full tilt. Amen. There, the song said it, there's just something about that name. Someone pronounced it over my cancer and I was healed. Someone said the name of Jesus when I was baptized and my sins were washed away. Someone said it over my children and they were dedicated to God. All the miracles I've ever seen were initiated firstly through the name of Jesus. When I can't feel the flame, when the enemy plays his game, I always have the name. Praise God. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Isaiah 43 and 10 says, I am He. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. Verse 11, I am the Lord. Beside me there is no Savior. Where there's no God, there's no Jesus. Where there's no Jesus, there is and can be no God. If you don't love His doctrine, you don't love Him. Just tell the world what they should do in the spirit of love. Obey Acts 2:38. At baptism, we're covered by the blood. At the infilling of the Holy Ghost, we are filled with the Lamb. Praise God. They left Egypt. The angel of the Lord said, we want this whole lamb consumed. Now, if your family is so small that you can't eat the whole lamb in one night, the angel said, invite your neighbors over. Ooh, boy, we could preach about that, couldn't we? We got so much lamb in here. We got plenty for our neighbors, don't we, Brother Brown? Amen. He said, if you can't eat all of this, get your neighbors in here, because before this night is over, all of that lamb has got to be consumed. What are you saying, God? I'm saying I'm sending a lamb. And that lamb is me. He's in me and I'm in Him. And when He's crucified, and when you have the opportunity of the New Testament church, I want you, when you accept that lamb as your personal Savior, I want you to consume all of it. All of it. Don't stop at believing in Him as your personal Savior. Go on to repentance. Go on to baptism. Go on to the Holy Ghost. Go on to everything that whole Lamb can do for you. And if there's too much for you, get your neighbors in the house. Get your brothers in the house. Get your sister in the house. And let's give it to everybody, because there's enough Lamb to go around. And then when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Hallelujah. I thank God that when He looks at Landmark, He sees us full of the Lamb. He sees us absolutely full of the Lamb. We didn't stop at believing. We didn't stop at repentance. We didn't stop at baptism. We didn't stop at the Holy Ghost. We're not going to stop at holiness. We want the whole Lamb. When it comes time to leave out of Egypt, I want to make my journey all the way home. Let's stand tonight. It's our exodus. The name of Jesus is our exodus. And I love Him too much to purposely fail Him now. Amen. I wonder if there's anybody that will join me for a season of time and come together with me and promise the Lord that you will make it somehow. I will make it somehow, because I will continue to call on the name that is greater than any other name. I wonder if we could commit ourselves once again to the name of Jesus. Surrender, submit, and relegate our lives once again to the wonderful, powerful, to the holy, to the righteous, to the glorious, to the magnificent name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, when I first
hallelujah
heard of Jesus,
mighty God,
His love and His grace,
my
heart was overwhelmed. To think a king to
dismissed tonight, why don't you turn to two or three people and say, I'm going to help you. God bless you. Thank you for being in church this evening.